Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. Your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. How many of you are really disturbed that Smollett is being treated so meanly by these angry people who are mad at him for committing fraud? So much for using this, quote, modern-day lynching, end quote, as a platform to call for reparations for descendants of slaves. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, recently elected to the House of Representatives in New York, who recently identified the three branches of government as the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. Yeah, who voted for this ignoramus? Probably those who failed the American History Knowledge Survey put up by the Woodrow Wilson Foundation, where in the highest performing state, which was Vermont, only 53% of its population could pass the United States history quiz. Yeah. Ocasio's New York ranked 32nd. Only 40% of the population of that state could pass the quiz. Nationwide, only 1 in 4 could pass it. Wow, that's 25% of the American population. So ignorant. Think about that. Bible thump alert, Bible thump alert. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. It goes on to say, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee. Pray God that this nation does not reject the knowledge available to it as we come into 2020. Mueller's persecution campaign is coming to an end, and the Dems are concerned his report will exonerate Trump. But no worries, says the liberal LA Times. The Congress is going to take up the club and beat on Trump right along throughout his administration. Adam Schiff's promised. He won't let us down. So don't let the bad news coming from Mueller get you down. Oh, man, these people are too much. Swamp creatures undermining Trump on the wall. Yeah, from within. There's work against him. Yeah, they made haste to spend all the money he was going to use. Anyhow, hopefully we'll get to that in the second segment. That an illegal immigrant shot a deputy. He had four separate ICE detainers and a criminal history. And still in this country. Shooting our officers. And thinking of ICE, ooh, ICE busts millionaire Obama donors. Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we'll get to that. Swamp states working to undermine the 2020 election in states governed by swamp spawns. But all that is to say the fight is on. Colorado trying to make a law that says all Colorado electoral votes will go to the presidential candidate that wins the popular vote. And, by the way, New Jersey passed legislation that would block Trump from being on their ballot. All right, let's see here. What else have we got? Kim Jong-un is undermining the agreement he made with Trump. Kirby missile test launches, yes, but continuing to stockpile rocket fuel? Well, no one should be surprised at that, dealing with these people. But from what I've seen of Trump, I'm sure he will address that with Kimmy in his famous bedside manner style. Very direct. Okay, anyway, looks like we'll be talking about Smollett and Kamala's reparations and the ignorance of our country about our own history, along with the rise of the AOC generation. We'll weave into this a little bit of everything else that's going on. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I asked earlier, how many of you are just hurt in your heart that Smollett is being treated so meanly by these people, you know, who have the audacity to be angry with him for committing fraud. All right, briefly, the backstory. Yeah, unless you live under a rock on Mars, you have heard the left's caterwauling about modern-day lynchings, Booker, and how the Smollett attack shows racism is alive and well in the United States in the Trump camp and his supporters, which accents the need for reparations, Kamala Harris. Americans must pay for slavery, she says. What's that? You do live under a rock on Mars. And you did hear the caterwauling. So Smollett and some paid co-conspirators got together to stage an event they could use, they hoped, to smear Trump and Trump supporters and help Kamala Harris win her election. Smollett wrote out a check for $3,500 to his co-conspirator to stage the attack that never happened. And as the investigation continued digging deeper into the allegation, this was discovered, and the evidence began to pile up until the police in Chicago were compelled to give in to the truth here and present to the grand jury the evidence that moved them to call for an indictment. And now Smollett is swearing to God that he did not lie about this to his fellow cast members there on Empire. But the Chicago police have a very different story. They've come to see it as fraud. Smollett claimed two men in MAGA hats attacked him, beat him, put a noose around his neck, and threw bleach on him. This guy is probably a pretty good actor. In truth, I've never watched an episode of Empire, but they're paying him $65,000 per episode, so somebody thinks the guy's got a career in acting. But it's pretty obvious he should not go into script writing or production. I mean, you would think he could have put a couple of friends up to putting on some white face. Oh, okay, ski masks, wearing MAGA hats. They're not hard to find. And then, you know, identify some place where they could be videoed, pretending to beat him up, noose him and douse him with bleach. But I wonder if they have a video like that. So, because it would seem to me that's the way they would do this. So I wonder, is there a video like that out there somewhere? But when someone looked at it, oops, we had a costume fail, and the dreadlocks fell to the shoulders and started waving at the cameras, and you know, something like that. You can't do a take two in this kind of a situation, you know. Anyway, I don't know if that's true. But it just, I wonder, how lame is this guy? He couldn't have thought this through a little better? Anyway, it would mean, however, that whoever has that video caught the problem and then hid it. Did some police officer get it, or some store owner, or what? I don't know. I wonder, or if it even exists. I wonder about the Chicago police. I appreciated the officer so much who blasted Smollett for wasting the resources of the Chicago Police Department, and Rush is convinced it was a refreshing moment of truth from an important social institution, serving as it should as a bulwark against the cascading of morality in our culture. I agree with him about that. And maybe this is a case in point. Because I did certainly appreciate his comment that he wishes the issues of gang violence in his city would be given half the attention Smollett got. Hear, hear. I hate to be so cynical, but Chicago is pretty corrupt. Not necessarily casting an aspersion upon this fine gentleman who gave the report. Anyway, let me tell you where this is coming from. That courageous officer explained that the Chicago police discovered the reason Smollett did this was because he was dissatisfied with his salary. Excuse me? Okay, first, the guy makes $65,000 for every episode of Empire that he appears in. And I suppose that does not include all the auxiliary revenue streams he has coming in because of his fame. You know, I paused my recording to go check on this, to make sure I had a resource to support that fact, because I do that, you know. I support every fact stipulated with some kind of document. And you know what I found out? It's reported that he earns $100,000 per episode. And I understand he got this pay increase back when they started shooting the second season. That would be before he pulled this little trick. Here's an article that says, no one can find anyone anywhere who will say that they have heard Smollett grumbling about his salary. This guy stood to earn $1.8 million for his work on Empire for the second season. So what's this about? Where's that nonsense coming from? Is there an effort to cover up what really went down here? I'm not going to fault that officer. He's probably going with what he was told, but it's pretty obvious to me that Smollett perpetrated this hoax, but he didn't do it alone. It's obvious to me that his motivations had nothing to do with trying to position himself to get a raise from his Empire employers. No way. Kamala Harris, you know, has boasted about her relationship with Smollett. She's running for president in 2020, and she's boasted about their family connections and how schmoozy they are, you know, with one another and so forth. Good friends, you know. Kamala wasted no time jumping on the Smollett train when he came off with this hoax. And very soon after the scandal broke, she began using it as a segue into her call for reparations. Of course, all liberals bought into the story immediately, right? And forgive the cliche, but it's too apt to forego. They swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. And they got hooked, all right. and reeled in by the hard work of the Chicago police, who ran this down and called it what it was, fraud. But Smollett did not do this to get a raise. It's collusion, friends. It's collusion. It's collusion all over this. Investigate Kamala Harris's financials. Get a FISA warrant to tap her phones. Call everybody she knows before a congressional committee. Tap her phones and everybody she knows. Tap Smollett's phones and everybody he knows. Investigate this. Run it down. There's too much circumstantial evidence to ignore. Kamala colluded with her friend Smollett to stage an event they could use to smear Trump and Trump supporters to help her campaign. Oh, mercy. And you understand, my tongue is so firmly ensconced in my cheek, I can barely get it out. I agree with Dinesh. What Smollett did was a hate crime against America. A hate crime against all white Americans, including those white Americans who hate racism, really, a whole lot more than they do. Yeah, more than these radicalized socialist Democrats who demagogue the issue and use it for political gain. You ever see the picture of Clinton wearing a hayseed farmer costume standing next to his wife Hillary in blackface? You haven't? I'm not surprised you won't see this either. I'm watching a video of a scene that took place recently on Berkeley campus. A Trump supporter promoting an event inviting students to come together for a conversation about conservative issues gets assaulted by a liberal student. Yeah. Oh, whoa, you've got to be kidding me. The Trump supporter is showing amazing look at this. He didn't even swing back. That lib punk just punched the kid right in the face. Well, that's liberalism 2020 for you. Yeah, that's 2020 vision on modern liberal movement today. Smollett and his gay pals trolled about looking for some white cracker to hit him, or at least pick a fight with him, or instigate some kind of an altercation. Couldn't find even one MAGA-wearing white cracker that would even bother to engage them. So they decided to stage a fake attack. The news goes full 24/7 reporting on it, and social media goes viral. Turns out to be fake. There's some fake news for you, Facebook. Here I'm looking at video of a genuine racist, bigoted hate crime assault, and the mainstream media are sweating it out, looking the other way, hoping no one will notice and it'll just disappear. They don't want to give those scenes amplification, you see. Think about that. Here's another report of a violent prog, progressive, attacking a man because he was seen in public wearing a MAGA hat. Yeah, Roseanne Santos, 41, was arrested after she attacked a man for wearing a MAGA hat. She said she was. I understand she was screaming that a man in a MAGA hat ought not to be allowed to eat in a Mexican restaurant or something to that effect. Hey, Scott, next time we go out to our favorite Mexican place, let's wear our MAGA hats. All right. As for reparations, hold on to the break. We'll talk about that when I get back. Am I not allowed to enjoy Mexican food because I support Trump? At Lighthouse Baptist Church, you have many great opportunities to increase your faith through greater Bible knowledge. I am right now offering 4 Bible courses. 3 of them include course textbook, and all of them can be enjoyed live at the lovely Lighthouse Auditorium or by live stream through Facebook or through our YouTube channel. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., I'm offering an exciting study on spiritual gifts. Now, this is one you can register for and receive my digital course text free. Handouts are distributed for each lesson, and this is a great way to learn about how the Spirit of Christ works in and through our lives in His churches and through the churches into the world. And all of this is free. For those who attend live sessions, we appreciate your ongoing support of this ministry. For those who attend via live stream, a donation to cover the cost is appreciated, but it is not required.
To learn more, call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Kamala Harris is calling for reparations. What's that? Well, it's money paid to someone who has been wronged. I believe in reparations. Surprised? Well, you shouldn't be. Reparations have been part of common law since, well, way back in the Bible days, and I'll be developing that a little bit in my morning message, Know Your Bible, The Chronicles of Joseph. We see it all the time in suits where a plaintiff is awarded damages. Defined as follows, by the way, quote, at common law, damages are a remedy in the form of a monetary award to be paid to a claimant as compensation for loss or injury, end quote. And of course, we use the word damages rather than the word reparations in a case like that, but it's the same thing, essentially. However, the word reparations is usually reserved for issues arising between nations. For example, reparations are compensation paid for war damages by a defeated state. And of course, America is crazy about these things, really. We paid for Japan to be rebuilt even though we won, and they attacked us. America really is something, my friends. We beat Mexico when they declared war on us and attacked us, and we deeded back to them virtually all the land that they lost to us in that war. All the land they call Mexico today, practically. America really is something, my friends. We've been over backwards to help Germany recover from the war they started. America really is something, my friends. And as to slavery, America has been paying reparations for that sin ever since the Civil War. So let's look at this a little bit here. First, reparations are paid to those who are injured, not to their descendants down line over 10, 12, or 20 generations after the fact. And the reason for that is because the people who must pay the reparations are the people who perpetrated the wrong. The Bible is very clear on this. Ezekiel 18:20, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him," quote unquote. However, second, it's like I said, America is crazy about this sort of thing. And the liberals know it, by the way, and they're trying to take advantage of American sentimentality. And we've been paying reparations beginning with the Civil War, right on through history. And I won't have time to show all the different ways that we have paid reparations for that. But let's look at this. Americans devoted to the proposition that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights hated slavery all along. They didn't just like wake up to it one day. They always hated it. They resisted it, and they assisted those who attempted to escape it, even in violation of a law. And they worked and labored to stop it throughout its history. One thing that is never mentioned or appreciated about this issue is that there was never a time in American history when there was not a voice of opposition to slavery, mostly coming from Baptist Christians, by the way, who evangelized the black communities because we believe the souls of all men are precious to God and that his blood was shed for all, both in the pulpit and in government too, by the way. Remember Abraham Lincoln. There is a reason that at the end of any debate on the question, what motivated the Civil War, it is agreed to by all that the issue of slavery was at the heart of the rift between the Democrats and the Republicans. You thought I was going to say the South, the North and the South, didn't you? But really, it was between the Democrats and the Republicans. With the Democrats promoting slavery rights and the Republicans arguing for human rights. Same thing today. The Democrats are arguing for abortion rights, ignoring human rights of that baby, while the Republicans are fighting for human rights. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But the blood of 600,000 Americans was shed to emancipate the slaves. Many speak of the infamous promise of 40 acres and a mule as reparations for slavery. First, that was never made a law legislatively in our country. Probably it should have been. It was an order that was issued by a general in the Civil War, Sherman, I believe, and agreed to by Abraham Lincoln, by the way, and effectively it would have created a black reservation. Quote, "The islands from Charleston south, the abandoned rice fields along the rivers for 30 miles back from the sea, and the country bordering the St. John's River, Florida, are reserved and set apart for the settlement of the Negroes, now made free by the acts of war and the proclamation of the President of the United States," end quote. That was written by this general at the end of the Civil War in an agreement he made with some black pastors and other leaders, both Republican and black, but no Democrats were there. Furthermore, what the black Baptist minister, and I believe his name was Frazier, what he asked of Sherman was to be able to till that land till they could earn enough to buy it from the owners, the original owners, and make it their own. We please think this through. He had no idea in his mind of the land being simply just given to them. He wanted an opportunity to work for it. Isn't that amazing? Furthermore, this godly black pastor of a Baptist church at the end of the Civil War wanted the blacks to be segregated in order to be shielded from the prejudice of their southern neighbors until such time as that prejudice could be removed. That guy had a lot of insight. Anyway, Lincoln signed on to the deal, but his successor, a Democrat, overturned the executive order. You see, that's what happens when you have government by executive order. And so the Democrats got their land back. You know, I have an idea. How about the Democrats should pay the reparations themselves? They're the ones who took it away from them. The descendants of those Democrats who opposed this effort at reparation, those Democrats today who are calling for it, they should get it from the Democrats who perpetrated this crime upon the former slaves. Don't you understand? The Democrats have never been your friends. They used you then, and they're using you now. They are afraid they're losing their grip on the vote of the black population, and so they're pushing this phony reparations thing because that's how lowly they think of you. It just makes me sick to my stomach. That black pastor, Brother Frazier of that Baptist church, that's the stuff that a good, solid citizen is made of. I believe in reparations. I think the plan conceived by those black leaders, together with the Republicans back after the Civil War, was a good one. The Southern Democrats wanted to keep slaves and saw Lincoln was moving toward emancipation, so they attempted to secede from the Union for reasons that are more layered than baklava crust, and some that are just as flaky on both sides. War breaks out, but the core issue was slavery. Make no mistake about that. The South lost, and by the rules of reparation, it was on them to make reparation for slavery. Taking that land and giving it to the slaves as reparation was justice. The intent of the blacks, under the leadership of Pastor Frazier and others, to work the land and earn sufficient to pay the original owner, plantation owners, a just payment for the land, was a wonderful testimony to the character of the black people. They never wanted handouts. They just wanted justice. And I believe that's true today. Those Democrats came along and destroyed the righteous efforts of these men. But it should have been done through the lawful process by which laws are made in America and not merely by executive order. And that, my friend, is too bad. But I guess Lincoln did what he could. There's only so much you can do with these Democrats getting in your way, you know? And they're doing it now. Look at the dirty tricks they're pulling as we move toward the 2020 election. I understand New Jersey has passed legislation blocking Trump from being put on their ballot for the upcoming 2020 election. Can you believe that? I wonder how the Jersey folks feel about that. I wish some of you would call me and tell me. Your legislature will decide for you who will be on the ballot? Why not let the Jersey folk decide for themselves? What are liberal... That's what these people... They're tyrants, man. I'm telling you. They're just tyrants. What are they afraid of? You let the people vote and Trump might win? Colorado passed a law assigning all of their electoral votes to whatever presidential candidate receives the greatest number of the popular vote. Of course, they're thinking about Hillary and Al Gore, and this brings up the whole argument about popular vote versus the Electoral College system that was set up by our founders. Now, I'm looking at a map right now that shows the United States, marked off in blue, those areas of high population centers, that together amounts to more than 50% of the population of the entire nation. Do you understand that more than 50% of the entire nation resides in less than 10% of America? If we turn our backs on the wisdom of our founders and eliminate the Electoral College, 90% of the country might as well not vote, because only the liberal cities will control every election. You will have no representation simply because you choose not to live in a densely populated city where you have to be given a map so you can know where the human feces droppings cover the sidewalks. This is why we have the Electoral College. It's so that states with more rural populations can have legitimate representation in the nation's capital. And so that the liberal states cannot just take over and ruin the entire country the way they ruin every city and every state they control. I mean, you know, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, to name a few, throw Baltimore in there. But alas, the ignorance of the American people today, thanks to an education establishment controlled by liberals, that has been pumping socialism into the minds and hearts of our children for decades. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, recently elected to the House of Representatives in New York, recently identified the three branches of government as the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. Who voted for this ignoramus? Probably those who failed the American History Knowledge Survey, where in the highest performing state, Vermont, only 53% of its population could pass a simple U.S. history quiz. And yeah, Ocasio's New York ranked 32nd of the 50 states. Only 40% of the population of her state could pass that quiz. I imagine she's one of them that couldn't pass it. California only did slightly better than New York. Really, statistically, it was a tie. Only 40% could pass it. That means 60% of Californians don't know American history enough to pass a simple quiz. Nationwide, only 1 in 4 could pass the quiz. The ignorance of our children about the Constitution, about the Bill of Rights, about our founding, and about the principles of governance that underlie the greatest nation of free people the world has ever known is appalling. But they want to badmouth America at every turn. That's all they do. You know, and by the way, I mean the Democrats. All they do is they run down the country. I understand Biden and Beto want to team up to run in 2020. What a team that'll be. America-hating liberals, if you ever saw any. Biden recently went on his own Hate America tour. Did you hear about that? There is a reason they hate the MAGA hat. It inspires love for America and hope for America. And that is a direct threat to the interest and agenda of the Democrats today. They need ignorance to prevail. They depend on ignorance. Ignorance has always served the interests of tyrants. Think about that. Bible thumb alert, Bible thumb alert. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4, verse 6, and as I said earlier, because it goes on to say, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also will reject thee. God help us, we don't reject knowledge in this coming 2020 election. It's coming up. I believe this 2020 election is going to be a 2020 vision look, focus on this country and the heart of this country. Abortion issue is rising, like the slavery issue did back in the day. The abortion industry is coming into 2020 focus, right in front of the Americans. They're seeing it for what it is. Anyone with any sense at all remaining must see that the pro-choice crowd is pro-death to babies. That's what it's about. It's about killing babies. Blinded by their ideology, they have been able to hide that truth from their supporters, but now it's out. It's all 2020 now, friends. Look at it. The Democrats and the abortion-supporting Republicans are in favor of killing babies. There it is, out in the open. A full-grown baby in the womb. They have hearts so cold, so callous by their perverse affections, they can smile and clap and dance when a law is made permitting infanticide. And that's what it is. Make no mistake about it. It's the murder of babies. And already some of these black-hearted people are calling for this to be extended to the baby outside the womb. And talk has been heard of extending it to the first 5 years of a baby's life. Stop this now, America. Stop this now. Or I assure you, as God is my witness, the wrath of God will not forbear. You've got it put in front of you in its stark reality. The space to repent is coming to a close. The wrath of the Almighty will avenge the blood of these babies upon America. Make no mistake. Wake up and repent now. Please, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. Or go to our website, therhamassage.net, therhamassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
In what ways does the Trump presidency connect with end-time Bible prophecy? Will there be peace in the Middle East? Will ancient Babylon be rebuilt? Will Israel rebuild their temple in Jerusalem? Who is the Antichrist? When will the rapture occur? Dr. Scheidbach is expert on these and virtually all other questions regarding Bible prophecy, and his answers are 100% supported by the Scripture of Truth. To register for this course, call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. Gotta have more? We understand. To learn more, call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon.